A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. May this not be said of us, that he came to his tree and he found no fruit. Now, to prevent this, let's meditate a little on the virtue of holy poverty, since today, although an ember day, a day of penance, is also the feast of St. Thomas of Villanova. St. Thomas of Villanova, who loved poverty, in his opening collect, which I accidentally forgot to read this morning, says, the virtue of exceeding charity, he had this virtue of exceeding charity towards the poor. There's a very large picture in the Cincinnati Museum of Fine Arts displaying St. Thomas Villanova as a little boy, giving away his own clothes to the rough boys of the street. It's a beautiful painting. The Roman Martyrology says that St. Thomas is distinguished by his ardent love for the poor. The goodness of poverty, that is voluntary poverty, holy poverty, and detachment from worldly goods, was seen yesterday in the call of St. Matthew, how he left all and followed Christ. St. Joseph is called the lover of poverty in his litany. Our Lord says, none of you can be my disciple if he does not renounce all his possessions. He says elsewhere, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall see God. So why should we love holy poverty? What are some reasons? God always has reasons for why he says we should love these things. St. John Cassian states that we will never grow in humility or obedience without poverty leading the way. We can't have obedience and humility without poverty. Here are his words. If we wish the summit of our edifice to rise up perfect and pleasing to God, we must strive to lay its foundations, not in keeping with our own willful desires, but in keeping with strict gospel teaching. These cannot be other than the fear of God and humility, which originates in gentleness and simplicity of heart. Humility, though, can never be acquired without poverty. Again, humility can never be acquired without poverty. When this is absent, neither the good of obedience, nor the strength of patience, nor the tranquility of gentleness, nor the perfection of love can be laid hold of. And without these, our heart will never be able to be the dwelling place of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, St. John Cassian. How about St. John of the Cross, our Holy Father, as we're speaking today in this beautiful Carmel? It says in his writings, the Ascent of Mount Carmel, endeavor to be inclined always, not to wanting something, but to wanting nothing. Do not go about looking for the best of temporal things, but for the worst. And for Christ, to enter into complete nakedness, emptiness, and poverty in everything in the world. And another place, to come to possess all, desire to possess nothing. A healthy spirit of poverty makes us more available to God. There's a reason for poverty. It makes us more available to God. My dad, when I was growing up, he bought a book. It was called Clutter's Last Stand. One of the main points of this book was that the more stuff we have, the more time we waste trying to manage it all. Isn't that true? It counsels the reader to get rid of all that stuff and simplify. Poverty removes distractions. It makes us available. We have more time to be with God and to be available to our fellow man. A major part of obedience is being available. When you're available, you're able to be commanded by your superior. able to do things for God, hear His voice, pray more. So the more available, the more God comes around. And how's that happen? Through detachment and poverty. Consider a hot air balloon. To keep it aloft and floating freely along, it is necessary to cast off excess ballast and to supply it constantly with hot air, which is lighter and makes the balloon rise. Without this double movement, casting off of ballast and bringing in new air, hot air, the balloon cannot fly freely and will end up being pulled inevitably to the earth. We can think of the ballast as created goods that poverty, when fully embraced, helps us to cast off as needed. The hot air is our love of God, ever increasing and ever lifting us higher, and keeping us aloft. Let's make this real to ourselves. Oftentimes these virtues can be rather abstract at times. Let's make it real. Here are some considerations, 9 considerations for the 9 choirs of angels. Here we go. Because the angels are very detached, aren't they? They don't have anything, except they have everything in God. Number 1, the poor in spirit have the feeling that they always have too much for themselves, whereas those who do not have the spirit of poverty feel they never have enough. There's always something else they need. So we all know we have the spirit of poverty. We're always thinking, I've got too much stuff for myself. Number 1. How about number 2? The poor in spirit are convinced that nothing is due to them. That's a powerful one, worth meditating on. How many times in our life have we taken something or did something because we felt, well, this was coming to me anyway, and since they didn't give it to me, I'll just take it. It was coming to me. The poor in spirit are convinced that nothing is due to them. Number 3, they choose for themselves that which is common and ordinary, and even that which is less. Number 4, they remind themselves of those in the world who are in need when they use the goods of this world. Thus, they have a certain holy and spontaneous uneasiness when making an expenditure for themselves. Here I am spending all this for myself, and there's so many people who can't have this. Maybe I don't need this as much as I thought. Always a little uneasy about making an expenditure for themselves. Number 5, they know how to adapt themselves to life's little demands by making do with what is available. The pantry doesn't have much in it. Well, be creative. You make it work. Number 6, they are available for the service of others in a disinterested manner. That is to say, without seeking some material or affective compensation. They're willing to give without return. Poor in spirit. Number 7, they even sense the need of their neighbor with a certain awareness which enables them to help them without being asked. They see the needs of others and they go about helping them. Such people easily relate to the poor when they meet them. Number 8, they count spontaneously on the help of God when things seem to be lacking. By faith, they live the gospel saying, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its justice, and all things will be added to you besides." So poverty keeps us humble by keeping us to looking up. God, I'm in need here. What do I do? I'm always looking up. And finally, number 9, they feel a profound joy and contentment at not needing anything, at being free of the things of this world. And that is one of the joys of being a true religious. They have contentment at not needing anything, for they have everything in Christ. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall see God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.